the name for the primary log. There are sometimes several logs, but one of them was the most important one of all. You ever have one for that? Uh-huh. Could be. I mean, often there won't be a word for this. Some people call it a backlog.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, no. I have heard that, but that wouldn't be
no,
familiar.
No, it's not here.
That is what in my
Now, there's often some little stuff, little pieces of wood that you use to start the fire with.
Kindling.
All right. And the black stuff that gets in the chimney that's very dirt. And the fire burns down and you have to carry out the
ashes.
All right, and back to furniture again. You are sitting in an
easy chair.
And one general word for all these things in the room here, like the table and the chair, might be...
furnishings.
Or another one that you'd say, you call the moving van to move your...
furniture.
All right, now I'm sitting on a what?
Davenport.
You remember an old word for this?
Couch.
Or any other older word for this sort of a piece of furniture. Often it was leather with wooden arms and wooden legs. And I can remember my grandfather had one.
Oh, yes, settee, that would be. Then, of course, they do have the Davenports now, but I don't know. That's later, of course.
Did you ever call it a sofa?
Not in our time, but then that is a good word for it. That some people always would use a sofa, yes. No, we never
called
did.
It a lounge either.
Yes. My folks used to speak of it as a lounge. It was a little different piece of furniture, however.
How did it differ? You remember?
Well, it was the back probably was lower, and maybe there was just a head here, and then the feet was there was no foot. That is, I mean, it went straight without any arm at the other end. Sometimes they'd open up if you care for that, but I don't know.
I remember sleeping on one of these leather things when I was a child, visiting Grandpa's farm, and it was a sofa then. It was there, I should say. Now, do you ever have any other word for bedroom? You ever call it any other word, an older word you can remember?
Well, I've heard people call it, I never did, but the chamber, the upper chamber.
Mm-hmm. This is not in your...
No, that was not in my
thought. Not that, then. Mm-hmm. Now, the things that you don't have any here. Oh, you have them in that room. The cord you pull down, they're on rollers, you pull them down to keep the light out. The windows, they're on the windows. You pull them down to keep the light
out.
The
curtains?
No.
Shades?
And do you ever call them anything else besides shades? Any other words that you would have in your...
Blinds.
Blinds? Well...
Would
yes, blinds, that's all right.
You never call them roller shades?
No.
Or curtains. You wouldn't call them curtains normally.
Yes.
I think that's would be very familiar in my younger years. I don't believe it would now, but...
Mm-hmm. Now we've got differentiations of different kinds of drapes and curtains.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's... confuse the issue a little.
Yes, it does.
Now, the place you hang up your clothes...
is the closet.
And this is the kind that's built in. Now, suppose you had one that was portable that you could carry from one room to the other. You'd call it a...
Oh, now let me see. Wardrobe. Well, yes, that's right.
And do you remember any other word for that? Did you call it was there
no,
a clothes press?
No, that was not familiar, no, to me.
And